to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Miracles Still Happen.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Soon afterwards, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. And with her was a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country. We hear in this gospel account how Jesus acts spontaneously with love to work a miracle at the sight of this dead man being carried to his grave in the presence of a large crowd of mourners and his widowed mother. We can truly identify with her deep pain and sorrow, some of us personally, and all of us with our conscious awareness of mothers in our own country and in Gaza and Ukraine and so many other parts of the world today. Jesus immediately is struck by her grief and responds with compassion. We understand that compassion means to come with love and the awareness that your pain is in my heart. Jesus feels, knows, understands, and responds immediately. The mourners are seized with fear, but then as they witnessed Jesus raise the man and give him back to his mother, they were filled with awe. Certainly, we believe that this gospel passage proclaims the victory of Christ over death. It doesn't mean that life won't scare us from time to time, or that we won't struggle with his words, "Do not be afraid." But we have been promised that God is and will be always with us. So we will weep at the death of our loved ones, but we will believe that we will see them again in the glory of God. And so we embrace and believe in the Paschal mystery. Carol Strumuller instructs us further and offers us hope. He says that our compassion and concern for others should drive us to expend ourselves completely for the poor, the sick, the helpless, the needy, and we will be amazed at the results. They might even be miraculous. Miracles, too, impart to each of us what children and youth give to society, a bustling spirit of hope and confidence. So we are invited to live happy, normal lives, but always be ready for a miracle to happen. So let us pray as he suggests. Lord, work your first miracle in our hearts that we may always walk the way of integrity, faithfully and with perseverance. We trust that you will always care for us with the same compassion that you returned this loving son to his grieving and widowed mother. Amen.